Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. I'm a sucker for you.
I'm a sucker for you. It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for just 24 cents. All right, let's start with the Blues. You had Pareko, Sundqvist, and Maroon. Sorry, Colton Pareko, Oscar Sundqvist.
No, not Oscar Sundqvist. Joel Edmondson.
Joel Edmondson. Oh, yeah. Joel Edmondson and Pat Maroon on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, along with Shep from Southern Charm.
Yep.
Which, like, makes it even more amazing. And Adam Devine.
Because he could have given them a run for their money on the drinking at the parade.
Oh, geez. Shep. And they played a game with Andy Cohen called Tonsil Hockey, where they would relay a hookup story, and Andy would have to guess which person was guilty. So this one relates to the Blues.
This guy once hooked up with a fellow hockey player's mom when he was a senior in high school. Was it Shep? Adam? Patrick?
Was it?
Colton? Or Joel?
I'm going to say it was St. Louis's own Pat Maroon.
Yeah.
Yes! You hooked up with a teammate's mom?
Sorry.
That's all he can say is sorry. Sorry, I had Sundqvist on the brain because, man, if you were at Arch Apparel yesterday, how lucky were you? Oscar Sundqvist was in the store on Hanley Road picking up a bunch of Arch Apparel t-shirts before he goes back to Sweden.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's really awesome when it comes to, like, you know, there's all the officially licensed NHL Stanley Cup stuff, but he likes the local company. He probably bought a bunch of Play Gloria shirts to bring back to all his family in Sweden.
They gave him 5% off from what I
Oh, that's sweet. Sweet. This is really happening. The head of the UFC, Dana White, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, he said Tom Cruise really wants to fight Justin Bieber.
Get away.
I love it.
Now you know Justin's a little scared.
That's hilarious.
Like, what the actual...
Since this came out, my dad and I argue about this every single day. He keeps bringing it up.
Team Cruise?
He's Team Cruise and doesn't want to hear anything else. And I still say Bieber.
No, I think your dad's right.
Crazy always wins.
Yeah, and I think...
Bieber's crazy. Why don't people understand that?
But Tom Cruise, he's in impeccable shape. He's always been in great shape.
Oh, Bieber's not? Have you seen him?
I know Bieber's in great
shape. In his Calvin Klein's?
But he's not in fighting shape.
Let's not bring this fight to the airwaves, everyone. Right. We'll do it off the air.
Okay.
We don't want to turn into The View.
Oh, speaking of which, let's talk about that. Meghan McCain and Joy Behar got into it.
Again.
Meghan called Joy the B word on air. So they're going back and forth about the presidential campaign. And, you know, Meghan's not a Trump supporter because he came after her dad, the late John McCain. But they were going back and forth. And Joy kept cutting Meghan off. Whoopi tried to break it up. It got ugly.
I just said it was hard for me to watch Lindsey Graham, who I considered an uncle for a long time.
Yeah, but then you're talking about the Trump supporters.
I'm trying to explain why 2020 is not in the bag for you.
But okay, guys. Okay. I just need everybody to take a beat.
But being just, a sacrificial Republican every day, I'm just trying
Here's the thing.
Don't feel bad for me. I'm paid to do this. Okay? Don't feel bad for me.
Before he headed to Florida.
Let's
Whoopi just breaks for commercials.
Man, did you guys talk yesterday about the other Whoopi controversy with that Bella Thorne?
No, because I don't think Bella Thorne is much is that big of a star.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
He's trying.
It was interesting. Everybody turned it back on Whoopi and whatever.
Because she had naked pictures leak.
And then Whoopi said, hey, if you're famous, you can't. You shouldn't be doing that. Pictures. And then Bella was like, Whoopi's comments are disgusting. Yeah. And it was just a little.
Oh, Lord. Avengers Endgame. Get excited. I think they're trying to beat Avatar's box office record. I think they're also trying to tie into Spider-Man Far From Home, which comes out on July 2nd. But they're releasing the movie in theaters with new footage. Coming back to theaters next weekend, you're going to have stuff at the end of the movie. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Just buy a ticket and show up 3 hours later. After the credits, there will be a deleted scene, a little tribute, and a few surprises. But this is the more interesting thing.
Hey, you know what? Hey, surprises. All right. Tribute. Okay.
No coincidence. Avatar has a box office global record, $2.788 billion. Endgame has $2.743 billion. They're just trying to become the number one movie of all time. And maybe the best thing ever. A one-sided text exchange between Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Schumer. Just a little heads up if you watch Handmaid's Tale. Spoiler alert. But this is the first couple of seasons. Jennifer Lawrence is texting Amy Schumer and she says, you up? I have questions about Handmaid's Tale. Autocorrect. It's an emergency. Next text. Amy, what did she do on season one to deserve being in the gallows on season two? Next text. I can't remember where I left off. Are you asleep because of the baby? Are you asleep before 11? Is this because of the baby? Don't make me resent the baby. It's like five back-to-back texts where she's like, this is an emergency.
Yeah, there's a thing called Google where you can look up like info of previous seasons.
And
it's on J-Law.
It sounds like if she's watching season two, she probably just watched season.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for just 24 cents. All right, Pioneer Woman. You watch her on the Food Network. You bake her stuff because her blog is amazing.
Old Ree Drummond.
Oh, yeah.
Very wealthy. You know, they have like more. What's the story, Lance? He owns more land than anyone else in
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
Could be.
Yeah, he's a rancher.
Very wealthy.
Well, it's funny, for all the land he
ranches,
owns, yeah, she'll make some homemade lemonade and bring it out in mason jars to like five guys. She's always like, I'm going to make some stuff for the guys that are working on the ranch today.
She doesn't have that harsh of an accent. I don't even think she's Southern.
She's not. She like moved from the city, and that's why she's the Pioneer Woman.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen. I'm sure you guys are killing these references, but I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. She's big.
She's big. Yeah. She has her own line of everything. She opened up a hotel in Oklahoma, like this boutique hotel with just a few rooms, and it's sold out until like 2027.
Yeah.
Wow.
But really? not that far, but I mean, it's like way sold out, like a year in advance, and everyone who goes there says it's beautiful.
She's the cooking, what's their faces?
Property Brothers?
No, the couple.
Oh, Chip and Joanna.
Yeah. She's got her own lifestyle brand, and her teenage daughter arrested for public intoxication.
I don't know why that made me smile.
I am so evil. Because her life is like so homemade and put together, but her 19-year-old daughter Paige still
Let me give you a tip for barbecue lovers or for like 4th of July party lovers. Her recipe for salsa is the best, easiest salsa ever.
You throw all the ingredients into the blender, you blend it up, and it is the best stuff you've ever had.
Little tip, buy the fire roasted tomatoes in the can because you just throw everything in. It gives it a little more. It's amazing and takes 10 minutes at most.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's so good. All right. Let's talk a little St. Louis Blues. They're all over the joint. So there were three Blues left in Las Vegas last night at the NHL Awards. Craig Berube, head coach, You have a Jordan Binnington, the goalie, and the MVP, Ryan O'Reilly, who is the only one who won at the NHL Awards. Those awards voted on, by the way, before the playoffs even start. So for people who don't really understand, like, hey, and are complaining,
yes,
this is why. But some of the other guys were in New York. So Colton Parayko, Pat Maroon, and Joel Edmondson were in New York. And it's funny, I first saw pictures of them yesterday afternoon because they stopped by that New York City blues bar that we went to a couple weeks ago called Wood and Ales. And they posed with all the people who are working at the bar, which was cool. And then they appeared on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live. He played a game with them called Tonsil Hockey, where he'd tell a hookup story from someone's past, and you had to guess who it was. Was it Colton Parayko, Pat Maroon, Joel Edmondson, or Shep from Southern Charm, yes, or Adam Devine, who were also on the show?
This guy once hooked up with a fellow hockey player's mom when he was a senior in high school. Was it Shep?
Totally Shep.
Adam? Patrick?
What's it?
Colton? Or Joel?
I'm going to say it was St. Louis's own Pat Maroon.
Yeah.
Yes!
You hooked up with a teammate's mom?
Sorry.
They also, all three of them, did the shot ski last night.
Oh, of course. You got to do the shot ski. But here's the question. Is that teammate's mom still in St. Louis?
What is the story? Or was he not in St. Louis? Because a lot of times they leave the city.
Maybe. Yeah, he was maybe like 19 and playing for like a junior. Yeah. Something.
Don't you want to know the story
now?
Oh,
totally. I want to see a picture of this lady and know all the details.
Yes.
Congratulations to Barclay. The Blues puppy was named the best team dog
in
the
NHL. Does anybody else have a team dog?
There are a few.
That's not important.
The point is, he's the best.
Okay. Yes. Well, I know that.
There was Ranger from the New York Rangers. Come up with an original name, people. There was one from the Ottawa Senators named Rookie. And
terrible team dog, if you ask me. Rookie.
There is some other
Didn't
one.
Didn't even watch all the games.
And Radar from the Islanders.
He's not bad.
Most powerful people in comedy. The whole list is online at Y98.com from The Hollywood Reporter. But some of our favorites, Julia Louis-Dreyfus and the showrunner for Veep, David Mandel, Mindy Kaling, which if you don't follow her on Instagram, she's a delight. Melissa McCarthy, Kate McKinnon, and Pete Davidson were the two they chose from SNL. Comedian John Mulaney, Amy Poehler, Adam Sandler, whose murder mystery movie on Netflix with Jennifer Aniston we talked about yesterday morning in the 640. It's on pace to beat Bird Box for the most watched movie in a week. Nice. On Netflix. It had the best opening weekend of any movie beating Bird Box, but somebody called up and said, you know, they said it was just good enough to not turn off. But he also said it had a Clue type feel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The murder mystery. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So
Sandman still got it.
Yeah, he does. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. Time for celebrity birthdays, and let's talk about on this day. 44 years ago, the start of the summer blockbuster with what movie?
Jaws.
Yes. Summer blockbuster phenomenon wasn't a thing until that movie came out. And it was the highest grossing film in movie history, $260 million in the U.S.
I just watched it the other night.
And it still holds up.
It does.
It's good.
It does.
Can't do it.
Really?
When I was a really little kid, there was a sequel. And they had a giant, like, three-story shark in the movie theater lobby, and I had nightmares about sharks, and I was taking swim lessons at the time, and no, listen, I was taking swim lessons, and they pulled me out of the shallow end, because they're like, how old are you? And I said, 4, and they're like, no, you're not, you're 7, get on the diving board, and I wouldn't jump off, and they said if I didn't jump off, they were going to push me off.
What? It's because they didn't realize she was so freakishly tall. at four that they thought she was older.
They thought I was lying about how old I was.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And then we went to the theater and saw Jaws, and I like had nightmares about sharks.
Wow. You're all revealing a lot about yourself. We gotta get to birthdays.
I know, it's work and therapy. Oh.
Or else we're gonna need a bigger segment.
Yeah.
33 years ago.
There you go.
Thank you.
Karate Kid Part 2 came out.
I am a man who will fight for your honor. I'll be the hero you've been dreaming of.
That was a good one. Man, when they do that thing with the drums. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Man, I loved that movie.
Okay, celebrity birthdays. This one's for Courtney. It's her man from the 80s.
Oh, Jake from 16 Candles?
Nope.
Oh.
Jake from State
Michael
Farm?
Michael Shuffling.
Nope, and it's not Rob Lowe.
Oh.
It's your musical man.
Oh.
From the 80s.
John Taylor.
Yes, from Duran Duran.
On his birthday, I always post the picture of us together.
Nah.
I should know this because we're so tight. I'm going to say 58.
Close.
That's a reasonable guess.
57.
Nope.
I'm going to take 59.
Yep. There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Another musical man from the 80s who's seen a resurgence with American Idol and with his, what is it, Geico commercials?
Lionel.
About dancing on the ceiling? Mm-hmm. Lionel Richie?
Ooh. I think it's All Night Long.
Or All Night Long.
Oh,
gosh. He's got to be. I'm going to say 68.
I'm going to say 71.
Really?
I don't know.
67.
Been around a long time. I'm going to say 72.
70.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Looks good.
Yep. He does. And also, St. Louisan, we just mentioned him earlier this morning with a frosty mug of A&W root beer. It's John Goodman's birthday.
Yeah, look that up on YouTube. That commercial exists.
I'll post it later at Y98.com.
Oh, speaking of him, while we're thinking, can anyone explain to me? He's in the new round of the Lou. Lou is always exploring.
Yeah.
That Sterling K. Brown did before. Now he does them. The lighting is insane.
Good or bad?
It's so bad. And the Sterling K. ones look great. It makes me wonder if he didn't shoot it in L.A. and they... I mean, it's crazy. Part of the gimmick is the lighting in it, but it's, you got to see it. All right, nobody cares about lighting.
How old is he? I know, you're such a producer.
72.
72?
No, I 64?
Who are we guessing?
John Goodman.
Did you hear what I said about the lighting? I'll repeat it.
I'm looking at trying to find my picture of John Taylor.
There it is.
What are the guesses?
He's 67. How old is Nicole Kidman?
Who takes a half hour to go to the bathroom?
John Goodman.
Nicole Kidman's 52.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Here's Lance with traffic.
There was just a big story about Nicole Kidman, how she may be bald.
What?
What?
Because she wears wigs all the time.
But that's what actresses do.
I know. I don't know.
Is it making her bald?
No,
she has like a ton of hair. I mean, if you remember like her first movies when she was young, what's the one on the boat?
Yes, Far and Away.
Boat movie.
No.
Deep.
Jaws.
No.
Boat.
Scary.
Sam Neill's in that.
Yeah.
Calm.
Dead Calm.
Dead Calm.
Tons of curly hair.
Yes. I don't know.
Here's Lance.
Man, the lighting in here is rough.
I'm watching in time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.